Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, great to have you in the studio. We got a lot of news to cover.
I got some stuff, Bob, that I want to get your take on. I got three things I want to bring up. First, a story out of Chicago. One in eight girls in a particular high school there, a public high school.
One out of eight. Wait, one out of eight did excellent in their SATs.
No.
Superior scores.
No.
No?
One out of eight are pregnant.
One out of eight are pregnant.
In a high school there in Chicago, Illinois. So the girls in Chicago, if you don't get shot and killed, you get pregnant.
One out of eight, 115 of them are pregnant, and so, all right, that's three stories.
And then I've got another one. Now, do you have...
Because here in Denver, Adams City High School, 108 girls gave birth in 1 year.
And wasn't that the record as far as we knew?
That was the record as far as we know. So the Adams City High School may have lost.
They may have.
They still have the state title.
Okay, we'll have to crunch the numbers.
Right, and this is 115 girls in Chicago in one school.
Right.
And I wrote a resignation letter on this topic of... girls getting pregnant in school.
Yeah.
And the Rocky Mountain News republished my resignation letter. So maybe we'll get to that. All right. What's the other story?
That would be great. Do you have a Twitter account? Can I catch your tweets?
No.
No?
Ever since they announced they were merging YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah.
It's going to be called You Twit Face. I just flat out said, forget it. I'm done with the whole bunch of
it. I myself have not partaken of Twitter yet either, but I don't have an iPod either.
I do go on YouTube now and then.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, you got to go on there to watch that Ann Coulter Hangups
video. Ann Coulter Hangups.
What was that?
51,000 views. No, I said that wrong. 41,000 views.
41,000. Wow, yeah. I was watching it just the other day.
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
All right. So anyway, we got the 115 girls pregnant at one high school. That's reason number 376 to take your kids out of the godless public schools.
Yes. And then now
Twitter.
Well, to Twitter, apparently John McCain's daughter, who I wasn't even aware existed, has a Twitter account.
Megan McCain.
Yeah. And I don't want to get into. She has an article that the headline of her latest column at a website called The Daily Beast.
Yeah.
The title is "Don't Call Me a Slut."
No, come on, you're making up.
No, I'm not making that up.
So Megan McCain wrote a column called "Don't Call Me a Slut."
Right, and we'll
it's got to be some interesting story behind that headline.
Well, anytime you got a McCain involved.
All right,
and then I want to get into an incident that occurred this morning. Between myself and the Denver Nuggets dancers.
The Denver Nuggets dancers.
There was an incident.
So there's three stories.
Yeah. Now let's start off in Chicago. Now I want to ask you, Bob, you were not on the school board at Adams City High School. How were you affiliated with Adams City High School?
I was vice chair of the District Accountability Committee.
The Accountability Committee?
Yeah. By law in Colorado, every school has to have an accountability committee made up of faculty, parents, people in the community, administrators, every school. And then there are many schools in a district. Each district would have an accountability committee.
Wow.
And so I was vice chair of the accountability committee for Adams County District 14, which housed Adams City High School.
All right. And this was approximately circa 1990-something, back there.
Right.
Okay. And so at Adams City High School, how many kids were in the whole high school?
Maybe a couple thousand.
A couple thousand?
Yeah. So what's the Chicago story?
The story mentions, now this is out of CBS out of Chicago, they mention that the school has about 800 girls. So let's assume.
Similar.
1,700 students.
I don't know the exact population of Adams City High in the 90s, but it was a good size school.
Similar population.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe it was this size or smaller. I'm not sure.
All right. So at this high school, we've got 115 female students pregnant, either now or have had their baby this school year.
So far this year, 115. This is such a grave tragedy.
Now, the school year.
It's tragic for the children who are brought into this world set up to fail. Of course, you don't kill them.
No, they are illegitimate, though.
That's right. And God said that we are to have children when we've made a commitment to one another for life within marriage.
Yeah, that's what it takes to properly
raise a child. Not just a one-night stand.
I want to be clear, Bob, that the administrators and people in the community have been asked, why is this happening?
Paul Robeson High School, Chicago.
Yeah.
A public school.
And the administrators, the adults involved say, the people closest to the situation say there's no simple explanation for this.
There's no simple explanation for why 115 girls are pregnant?
No, well, there's no simple, yeah.
What do they think it is? A Nephilim? Alien insemination? What do they think it is? Virgin birth? Come on! The school administrators are child sex advocates. It couldn't be simpler. They tell the kids that they're animals.
Right.
And when the kids act like they're animals, they act surprised. Oh, who would have thunk it?
Mm.
At Adams City High School, they're giving not only condoms to the kids. I don't even want to say on the air what they're giving to the kids.
Well, let's get it. Now, you said you resigned from the accountability committee. By the way, the accountability committee sounds like such a great idea. I mean, it just sounds like a nice,
Back then, I was ignorant.
Community
this is back in 1990 when I resigned.
Yeah.
1990. So I got on this in the 80s, 1980s.
This was back when you thought you might be able to do something.
This was when I was stupid.
You were an idealist, Bob. You thought you could go in there and do some good.
I thought, you know, if our kids are going to be in the public schools, it's irresponsible to complain about the schools. Unless you're helping and part of it.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, so I'll help. And boy, did I have my eyes opened.
Yeah.
The despicable, immoral, godless cesspool of the public schools in America. Mm. And so, anyway, the Rocky Mountain News.
I have a copy of it right here. And there's a reprint in the Rocky Mountain News.
There was a reprint.
Yep.
So maybe you could read this, Doug, because I think it's self-explanatory. And I'll chime in, but I'll try to keep quiet as you read.
So this is the reprint.
This is a guest editorial.
Yeah. The source, Bob Enyar. 3 years ago tomorrow, I resigned for a stupid reason from the Adams County District 14 Accountability Committee.
Right off the bat, I say I resigned for a stupid reason.
You're willing to admit up front.
I admit it. I resigned for a stupid reason. Okay, I'm interested. Why did I resign?
Superintendent Richard Weber had just implemented a condom distribution program to reduce teen pregnancy and disease. I somehow had the backward notion that this would increase teen pregnancy, so I resigned in protest.
All right, so they say we're going to start giving condoms to kids in our school.
Right.
And I say this will increase teen pregnancy and abortions, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It will not decrease them, so I resigned in protest. And some newspapers printed my resignation letter. Now, this is 3 years later.
Yeah, this reprint was 93. Eventually, Bob writes... though, we all read of Adams City High School's birth rate increase of 42%, May 5th, 1992. You remember the article? One birth for every 8 girls yielded 108 children in 1 year.
One birth for every 8 girls.
Yeah.
That's the same as in Robeson High School.
In 1 in 8. Now, can I read your quote?
Yeah.
Your resignation, Bob said.
And that tells us the schools were about the same population.
About the same, yeah.
Notice
I
could do my algebra.
Very good, very good. You're recovering well from your public school education.
Yes.
Bob said, I am hereby resigning by distributing condoms in Adams City High School. We are running the risk of increasing teen pregnancy, AIDS, and venereal disease among our children.
All right, so you're reading my resignation letter.
That's the quote from your resignation letter.
And in fact, the rest of this column is my resignation letter from 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
When I resigned 3 years ago tomorrow, I resigned. So let's see. Okay, so I write to the District 14 Board of Education. I'm resigning because we're running the risk of increasing teen pregnancy. Okay.
Yes. And you tell the board, when you chose this action, this course of action, it did not reference any studies that indicated condom distribution would help reduce teen sexual problems. Why? Because there are none. The studies show the opposite.
And then I quote, studies which show when you give kids condoms, the kids' sexual activity increases, pregnancy increases, sexually transmitted disease increase. Not only that, today, Doug, I'm older and wiser.
Yeah.
Even if the condoms would decrease the behavior,
you
don't tell kids, you don't become an enabler for their sexual immorality because a condom won't protect their heart.
Mm.
It won't protect their soul, their psyche, and a condom will encourage them to disobey God and destroy their lives. You don't give rapists condoms and hope they're not going to impregnate their victims. For example, but go ahead.
Wow, that's powerful. And then you go on to quote studies funded by Planned Parenthood, a Harris Poll study. A poll admitted that there was a 50% higher rate of sexual activity for them after their class, after the class they had, a comprehensive sex education course, but there was no increase in birth control use.
In other words, Planned Parenthood's own their own study, they say, you know, we have comprehensive sex education courses, and it turns out after the class, there's a 50% higher rate of sexual activity, but the students are not increasing their birth control use. Because what's happening is that when you talk to 13-year-old boys, especially in a room with 13-year-old girls, and 14 and 15 and 16-year-olds, the boys get – their hormones are already raging.
Well, yeah.
And sure, talk to us about having sex with the girl next to me, across from me in the aisle here. I'm all ears. I'm all excited to hear about this.
It's like pouring gasoline onto a fire.
Exactly. And whether they use a condom or not is a crapshoot.
And now, Bob, you mentioned in your resignation letter, you say the board says, be realistic. Teenagers are going to have sex anyway. That is fatalism, not realism. Sex ruins kids' lives. Do we lack faith in our children's character? If we expect 10th graders to have sex, they will. But if we challenge them with self-respect and abstinence, many will live up to that standard. Instead, we've set up an impossible goal for our kids: have sex and avoid the consequences.
All right. So, and then I quote this John Hopkins study by Zelnick and Katner in Planned Parenthood's own family planning perspectives, and they showed that unintended pregnancy was actually higher among contraceptive users than among non-users. And Doug, in these years, Planned Parenthood services became widespread to students. In fact, they reported, this is all Planned Parenthood, an 18% annual failure rate for so-called safe sex condoms, and the Planned Parenthood News stated, and this is a quote from their own newsletter, quote, Planned Parenthood, our goal is to be ready as educators to help young people obtain sex satisfaction before marriage.
That's their stated goal.
That's their goal. And so James Dobson did a fabulous program with a young girl named Christy. This is on the Focus on the Family radio network.
Okay.
And with her boyfriend, Jason, Christy and Jason, they attended a Planned Parenthood birth control class in their high school.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what happened?
I don't have to guess. I mean,
imagine,
I can tell you what happened.
Don't even imagine. It'd be a sin. The topics were so explicit and enticing that her boyfriend persuaded Christy to have sex with him immediately after the class in the front seat of his car, and of course without protection. This is so predictable.
Not shocking.
It's just so despicable. So unhappy.
So Planned Parenthood achieved their stated goal.
They achieved their goal.
At least for the boyfriend.
Probably not for the girl who loses her virginity in this despicable environment.
In a Chevy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just sad.
So I closed my resignation letter saying I have pulled my children out of the district and will keep them out until basic morality, which is constitutional, by the way, returns. And you know what? Now I'm older and wiser. Mm-hmm. I realize that God did not authorize the government to help raise and educate children. So the government schools are destructive. Even, Doug, if like in the old days they had Bible study classes, it's still immoral. It's wrong. So then how did I close the whole thing?
Let's see. You say 3 years later, my kids are still out of the school. The boys at Adams City are having a field day, and the girls, well, they will pay the price for years to come. When a prediction contrary to intended results comes true, the wise will take notice. District 14 has yet to take notice.
And it doesn't matter how many young women they destroy with their immoral policies, they don't care about results. What they care about is their commitment to rebellion against God. God said sex within marriage, and the superintendent at Adams City High School, he raises his fist to God, and he says, don't you tell me what to do. And, Doug, I saw the superintendent talk about to parents who are really opposed to giving condoms to the kids. The school board meetings, all the parents came, and they were all angry about it. And they say, oh, we want parental involvement. They're such liars. Yeah, right. Yeah. They don't want parental involvement. In fact, I don't even know if they still say that.
They probably haven't.
But anyway, I saw this guy. I believe that the administrators and many of the teachers at public schools, I think they get personally excited about the thought of the girls in the school having sex, the kids having sex.
Well, sure.
It turns them on. That's one of their motivators for being there.
I think so.
I saw the superintendent talk about, okay, so there was a little controversy, but we decided to give condoms to the kids. When he said that, with a smile from ear to ear, he got up on his toes and he threw his hands up toward the ceiling and said, "Now we give condoms to the kids."
Almost in a celebratory end zone dance type thing.
Yeah, so Doug, we brought Bob and Yurt Live. Then we started Bob and Yurt Live on the air.
Yeah.
We brought the radio show to the parking lot of Adams City High School.
Oh, yeah.
We did the show live from the parking lot. The principal comes out and the superintendent, and they say, get off our property.
Uh-huh.
And so now it's time to negotiate. We've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I say, okay, here's the deal. Either I do the show from your parking lot right now, one time, or every day for 5 hours this week, I'm coming back and I'm going to do the show on that sidewalk right there, right over there, 100 feet away. So they, so I did the show from the parking lot. Doug, they were giving out flavored condoms
to
the kids, to the girls, 14-year-old girls, two of them hanging on one guy. And I say, why do you have 108 babies born if they give out condoms? And the girls in front of their teachers, in front of the principal, they say because it's more fun without the condoms.
And this, Bob, is almost 20 years ago in our public schools.
20 years ago.
So 20 years.
Could you imagine now?
Of compounding, exponentially increasing immorality.
Yeah, now in the last year, there's probably been 108 teachers impregnated from the students in the last year.
One of the reasons, when they said there was no simple answer for this problem in Chicago, the simplest answer I could come to was male teachers and administrators, is what I thought initially.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm wondering, Bob. Now, the 115 girls are either have had children or are pregnant right now in this particular high school.
Yeah, moms or moms-to-be.
And school just started, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or am I? Maybe they go to school all year there. I don't know. It seems to me the school year just started back in July or August.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I think Adams City High School still has... They took the state title over Gateway High and Aurora.
Is that right?
Because Gateway had 80 babies born in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
The year Adams City High School had 108.
Uh-huh.
But, and that didn't count abortions. But,
yeah,
Doug, I don't think this is in 1 year. This is 115 of the students are either moms or moms-to-be.
Oh.
In other words, they might have had these babies in the last 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So Adams City still apparently has the record.
The single-year record.
Yeah. So everybody at Adams City, you could all be proud.
Yeah, right.
Hold your head up high, guys. You still have the state record, and I think their national
champs. It could be the national
champs title.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, and I would posit that it's possible the only reason Adams City High School continues to hold that record is because now of the abortion pill.
That
if you were to factor all that in.
The morning after pill, that's exactly
right. Because,
for
20 years, Bob, the public schools have not gotten your message or anyone else's message about morality.
Oh, no. They're so godless.
So it must be, it seems like it would be even worse now than it was.
If your daughter goes to public school, you are responsible for her being sexually harassed on a regular basis. You know, Doug, if a woman works for United Airlines and there are people there every day who are making jokes about her body, asking her for sexual favors, it would be a federal case.
Yes.
Literally a federal case.
Yes, there could very well be a federal
case. It would be a federal case, and she'd win a lawsuit if there's any evidence.
As well she should.
Yeah. If you send your daughter to a public school, And if you go to the principal to complain that the boys are asking her for sexual favors, he will say, get real. Do you know what you're saying? Just she needs to put up with it because this is the way it is around here. You and her will be considered the enemy if you don't want your daughter to be sexually harassed, ask for sexual favors, and eventually give in to bisexual and heterosexual pressures.
Wow.
And then they get up, then they treat us like freaks because we want to take our kids out of the public schools.
Absolutely.
They think we're strange.
Yeah.
We're the fringe.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says that.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm cool with that. I'm all right with
that.
Yeah. I hope my daughter. Now, case in point, Bob. Now, Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain, who, like I said, I wasn't aware that she existed, but apparently she does. She has a little universe of her own. Now, we don't know if she went to public school or private school.
Usually these liberals like John McCain, they send their kids to private schools.
Yeah, usually.
Like the Clintons did, like everybody does.
Yeah.
Like the Obama family in the are they still in the White House?
The Obamas?
Did you see the latest news on the where's the birth certificate? It's hysterical the things that are happening, Doug.
I know, it's funny. Can we refer to him as America's first Kenyan president? Instead, not just black.
Good, because there was an article dug up from years ago when he was running for Senate.
That's right.
Saying the first Kenyan-born U.S. senator might be elected.
Yeah.
That is funny. Of course it came from Kenya.
It was a Kenyan newspaper. They have a vested interest in claiming Barack as their own.
Yeah, because there's when you're from Kenya.
I mean, except for the Boston Marathon, there's just not much.
And anchovies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, anchovies come from Morocco. Okay. So that's not proof that he was born in Kenya, but I tell you, the whole country thinks he was born there.
It's you know, it could be that by the end of his presidency, which, Lord willing, will be very soon, it could be kind of like common knowledge that he's born in Kenya. It's one of those things that everyone knows is true, but no one can exactly prove. Anyway, but that how do we get so far flung as Kenya when I was talking about Meghan McCain?
Meghan McCain.
As far as we know, she's never even been to Kenya and was probably born in Arizona.
But the photo she posted of herself, you couldn't tell where in the globe on the globe she may have been when that photo was taken.
Yeah, she looked like you could have found her on any street corner. Frankly, apparently, and I haven't seen the picture.
And
but it was a picture that caused quite a stir. She put it up on Twitter, and it was a picture of her that was
revealing. According to CNN, it was extremely revealing.
And CNN's a bunch of deviants.
A bunch of deviants.
So, you know, it shocked them.
And they said it left little to the imagination.
Yeah. And so she puts up this picture on Twitter, and people start tweeting, which nobody talks anymore. They just tweet and text.
I've never tweeted. I'm putting my foot down
barely,
with this technology.
I have texted, but just barely a few times.
Yeah.
Anyway, she puts up this picture of herself, and apparently
on Twitter,
some people are shocked, and they
look. She's a twit, right? You put a picture of yourself up as a tramp.
Yes.
And then people put links and say, "Look at this! Meghan McCain posted a picture of herself as a tramp."
And then she's upset.
So she wrote a column.
She wrote a column on a website called The Daily Beast, for lack of a better name of a website.
The Daily Beast.
The Daily Beast. So, I mean, I don't know where it
comes
up. It's
the best forum she could find to say that she's not an animal.
The IP address
She's not a pig.
The IP address comes right out of the pit of hell. The Daily Beast.
Yeah.
And anyway, the article is entitled, "Don't Call Me a Slut."
Oh, no.
Don't call me a slut.
This is bad. She says, "Don't call me a slut." It's like, Megan, don't do things that will make people think you're a slut.
Yeah.
Don't do those things. Today, the standard is so low, Doug, that young women think that they could parade their body and everything. Everyone should look at them as though they have the most respect for them.
Yeah.
And like Bill Maher, you know, Bill Maher who would defend her for doing this, he thinks she's a slut.
Yes, he does.
The liberals in Hollywood, in the media, they think these women are sluts, but they enjoy it and they promote it.
Mm-hmm. And now Meghan says, to quote Meghan McCain, she says, "To be honest, I don't feel that I have anything to feel ashamed of."
Oh, no, of course not. Would she have had that pose in front of her father?
And her grandmother and the whole family reunion thing?
Come on. So, you know,
people say
there's a double standard, and there is a double standard, Doug. God puts a double standard in the Bible because he made men and women differently. And the difference is that when we have a healthy culture, women will protect their own dignity. But once the culture is destroyed, women destroy themselves. Let's go to Boulder.
Quickly, before the end of the show, Dave on line 7, speak your mind.
Hey, weren't you talking about sluts earlier?
We have been.
Yeah.
You know, I happened to be scanning around the TV dial, and I came upon MTV Latino or something, and there was Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had
speaking
some dancers on, and they were doing things that would probably would be classified
as something.
You know,
listen to this, Dave.
Something
my wife,
similar.
My wife is out of town.
Yeah.
And so she has certain channels on her cable blocked out with a secret code.
Good.
Ah.
All MTV.
That's excellent. Thank you, Dave, for
MTV,
your call. Thank you. Doug, when I went to do the show for a couple years in South Bend, Indiana, my producer, Grant Holdorf, he moved in with me. But we took the TV. It automatically came with a furnished apartment and had cable.
Mm-hmm.
We took the TV. We put it in a closet facing the wall and used it as storage, covered it up, and we brought the cable, the actual physical cable, into the studio at LaCie Broadcasting because it was just filth.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I go into 7-Eleven to get gas.
Yeah,
I'm glad I walked in before I got gas. Porn, facing at kid's eye level as soon as you walk in the door with nudity on the cover of a Hispanic newspaper.
Really?
Yeah, porn.
Okay.
Porn.
This was at 7-Eleven?
At a 7-Eleven.
Okay, we're going to have to follow up on that. We're going to have to look into that.
So
now, Bob, the Denver Nuggets dancers.
So I didn't buy the gas.
I met them this morning. I was collecting signatures for personhood.
Yeah.
I had my clipboard that says pro-life petition.
Yeah.
Their bus pulled up right in front of me, and they all got off one by one. And I each one of them, I tried to look them in the eye and say, pro-life voters, sign the pro-life petition. Not one of them would make eye contact with me. Almost all of them made eye contact with each other at some point.
Normally, one out of four of the general public will sign a pro-life petition. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe one out of six.
There was 25 of them. I figured I'd get three, four of them.
None.
You know? Not a single one of the Denver Nuggets dancers.
Wow.
Maybe they could sense that I don't really like basketball, but I think it was something deeper than that.
Something.
Yeah, they were looking at each other, and they looked pretty uncomfortable.
Something bad.
Yeah.
Something Adams City High Schoolish, Meghan McCainish.
Yeah, they were dressed like sluts.
Oh no!
Oh, by the way,
it's all right. And so you know what's happened in our culture? You can't say that a woman is a tramp or a slut because that's rude. And now we churn them out by the tens of millions. God bless you guys.